We saw in the Tosis on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph a very important chiddush that we had a chance to hear more about on Thursday. My Rabbi Rottenberg spoke for us. The chiddush that Tosis gives us is that you cannot have schach that will have a certain permanence to it. You cannot have schach that are banged in with nails that keeps out the rain. And Tosis says this is true even for Avzeira, which is why we don't darshan the pasuk that Avzeira quoted that mentions the fact that it's a shield for matar, that you should dafkin require schach that keeps out rain, because that would not be true. It wouldn't work. Schach has to be a roi. And we noted that chered comes out from Tosis that this chidush that Tosis is telling us is not just true according to the Tanakama that Rava is discussing, that pasus sukkah l'mal mechaf, as Rava explains, because you need sukkah to be diras arai and not keva. So therefore you would say, okay, so when it comes to the l'mata mechaf, sukkah, even if you have walls that are strong, that's okay, because l'mayis of the Torah is talking about the sheer sukkah, and as we explained, it's still called a sukkah sarai, a diras arai, even with strong walls. But what Tosis would say is that, but if the schach, which is the whole essence of the sukkah, the schach is keva, if the schach is done in such a way that keeps out the rain, that's nailed in, that would be a problem. But that would be according to the Rabbana. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kasher l'mal mechaf. He doesn't darshan this drasha. That's goof of the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. So then you would argue that the schach can be kavua too. L'chor you see in Tosis not that way. Tosis is pointing out even Kodesh Rav Zera. Rav Zera says that the reason for the Mishnah has nothing to do with the drasha of Rava. Rav Zera is going with a different mahalach, and Tosis says that this is so clearly true that you cannot have the schach strong enough to keep out the rain. Therefore, we simply cannot darshan the pasuk of Yeshaya that Rav Zera quoted to tell me that you have to keep out the rain, because it wouldn't be true. And we noted that it has to be so in Cheshbin as well, because Tosis was proving this point from the kasha that he had, why are Gshamim considered a simon kol abachad? After all, since you could create schach in a manner that keeps out the rain, so then why is it simon kol? You could have avoided the rain. Make a sukkah that's strong enough to keep out the rain. So Tosis gave the teretz that schach that keeps out the rain is not kosher for sukkah. No, so Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to say? That Gshamim, he wouldn't agree that Gshamim simon kol b'chag. Pashtus, everyone agrees to that. The Mishnayis and Tainus seem to even reflect Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Elamah, you see that Tosis chiddush is true for Rabbi Yehuda as well. So we explained the basic mahalach that we said was that it's not just in terms of the drush of Rava, that you need diras arai, not diras keva. Even within the point that you hold, you need that it can be diras keva. We'll see more about that today. But there's a whole different level, which is called bias or kmo bias, which is certainly not true. You cannot live in a bias. The Tosis quoted the drasha here, the lo beis shekol hashana. So to the extent that you have schach, which has a permanence to it, which is thick enough to keep out the rain, that's nailed in, that keeps out the rain. So now you're not talking about a sukkah, you're talking about a bayis. Even within the notion of diras keva, you're still speaking about the framework of sukkah. Once you're leaving the framework of sukkah, you have a problem. And that's what Tosis is telling us, this chidush, that you cannot have something which is no longer in the framework of sukkah, it's now within somehow the framework of bayis, whether it's mamish called bayis, but it's not sukkah. That's the chidush of Tosis. L'chora, in the Ran, there's a Ran later in the Sugya of Nesarim that Tosis made reference to in the middle of the Tosis. The Ran later would seem to argue in this din of Tosis. One can be medayik in the Ran that he would hold that it would be kasher, at least for Rabbi Yehuda. He's talking about Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda would hold of Diras Keva also. It would be kasher to have schach, that's permanent. But that's not the norm. That's not the norm. What does the Ran write over there in the Gemara by discussing the Sarim? The Sugya of the Sarim is the Sugya later in Daf Yudalid. Tosis made reference to the Gzeiras Tikra. that if the boards are of a certain width, the way the Gemara comes out, Maskana, I think it's Rapap over there, that we have a Mishnah that has a Machlokas, Tanoim, whether Misachin bin Nisarim or not. So the way the Gemara sets up the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda says, Misachin bin Nisarim, Rabbi Meir says no, says Rapapa, that the Machlokas is if it's the size between 3 and 4 Tfachim. Amra Papa Achikamar, and the Gemara just after the Mishnah, a couple lines in the Gemara, Yesh ben Abad de Vihakob Sula, Daf Yedalit. If it's a size of 4 tfachin, then everyone agrees it's a problem, that it's no good. Why is it not good? Midrabanan. Zeiras tikra. Pachas mishlosha, then debiakuk shera. My time of kanan be almaninu, then it's no problem. That's regular schach, that's not a zeira, no problem. Ki prigi mishlosha rabba. Between the size of 3 tfachim and 4, whether you have boards of that size, then you can use it as schach. If it's not the Shir Makom without Al Dalid, so that's why one opinion says it's not going to be viewed as similar to the Gag of Abayas, so they didn't make a Gzeira. The other one says once it's already beyond the Shir Lavud, so then we have a reason to make a Gzeira. Okay, that's the Gemara there. Now, on this Gemara, the Ran Minsk makes the following comment. Okay, won't do the whole round. Just what I want to focus on is in that connection, the Ran mentions the following. Fikach nira. Mishum de ein derech sukkah ele barai v'lo ben nesarim sheyesh ben abba. It's not normal to use for schach boards that are 4, and that's why using boards of 4, everyone agrees, is called gzeiras tikra. Means that gzeiras tikra means that you're going to say, if I can use this, I can be in my own house too, and that's for sure no good, as Rashi explains over there. Umishamachi Amrinan says the Ran, now we understand the question of between 3 and 4, which is the machlokas. If the boards are between 3 and 4 tfachim, would it be enough to make a gzeiras tikra? Says the Ran, the masavar came into lesbu shir makom, since it's not yet the shir makom daud al daud, is called the makom. That's the shir makom daud al daud that we say. Being a parak of the Shabbos, that's you the shir makom. It's not that. Derech u'sachich behem. So people do use boards peschach up to the shir makom. That's already when the shir makom. Then already it's like a gaga bias. But until then, it's kod arai. So derech u'sach ben daraihu. And that's the shita that says that we don't make a gzeiras tikra up to 4. Now, when the Ran throws in this connection the following sentence. This point that derech l'sachich behen da'arayhu, because what do people use schach? What use for schach? In yanim that arai, things that are more casual, they're not as formal, not as permanent. So it says the Ran, this point is true for everybody. Da'af al gav, the Rabbi Yehuda svirule the dearest keva be'inan. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, as we'll soon see, that diras keva be'inan. So why is there anything reason to consider a problem here that it's not a derech, the sachech, the nesarim of a certain size? Rabbi Yehuda, keva. So he says no, but true. Afilach ein derech the sachech ela b'davaka. But it's not normal the way people usually use v'schach, things v'schach. It's not. They don't use strong boards, heavy boards, thick boards. Mishmachi itzbecha haitaima. So therefore, if you had to say that, but, it's not going to be confused with the house because it's not 4, misachin bin asarim. And my sabra, the other sheet that says, kivinakum taras lo, but ain't derech esachich ben bilasa sekeira ben sukkah lebayis. Hilgach gazvina. So, what do you see from the Ran? To the extent that it's arai, it would be used for schach. Normally, could be used for schach. To the extent that it's keva, it's usr, or it's just not typical. What do you see in the run? Not typical. Which means the following. Again, the Ran is just pointing out, why is it you have to come on to say there's no Xeris Tikra here? Because people will use it. And the other one says, no, they won't use it because it's bigger than three. The issue is whether people would use it or not, and if they'll use it, then the Xeris Rabbanon Atu Bais. That then it goes into the Xeris Tikra. But in talking about the issue of using something, which is Arai, the Ran says it's a question of what people usually do for a sukkah. If they wouldn't use it for a sukkah, then there's a reason to be gozer, the gzera of tikra. But in terms of the strict halacha itself, if you hold diras keva, the Ran is clearly mashma, that they could actually use, it would be kosher to use chach, even something which is, right, which is strong, and not arai. And what did Tosus tell us? That no, you cannot, it's possible to use, to have schach in a manner which is keva, and as we showed, that's even for Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosus can conclude with Rabbi Zeira. We're not dealing with the drush of Rav Adavka Ravon versus Rabbi Yehuda. It's a problem for Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda also didn't call a bachag, as we showed from Tosus. From the run, it's mashma that me'ikir hadin. To say diras keva would not distinguish between the sukkah, the size of the sukkah, the height of the sukkah, and the schach. In terms of a gzeira drabbanon, that already you have to know. What's the derech? What's not the derech? If something is more the derech, then there's a what to be goes there. But in terms of the strict halacha itself, to use schach, that's keva for Rav Yehuda, no problem. Ikra de midoraisa. So chora have a machlokis. What Tosus took for granted, we use machadish based on this kasha of simakola b'chag. L'chor the Ran disagrees. It's important yidia to see that the Ran would seemingly hold that Rabbi Yehuda's shita would allow you meikar din midoraisa to use schach in an open that's keva. Okay, so then of course, what comes to mind? What comes up now in terms of the Ran, what would you have to figure out now according to the Ran? The issue Tosus is discussing. So why would we view Kisham as Simakol? Tosus Kasha now returns on the Ran. If we don't have Tosus Teretz, then what would the Ran say to answer Tosus Kasha? Yes. What?
Simakol only for everybody. Yes, you could potentially stop the name, but since most people won't,
okay, so you're saying good. You're saying a potential Yeshua says. We said this initially for Tosus too, vis-a-vis the Mishnah of the second paragraph. No, Tosus was bringing in the Mishnah Tainus, Simakol HaBachag, and we asked, why didn't Tosus ask him the second paragraph that says that it's as if the master would be spilling the cup on the servant. So we already have that idea. So he said that's just a function of the individual who is trying to do his mitzvah in the way that's normally done. And that's clearly not a sign that the master is not pleased. But for the Gemara to make the statement that Simen Kol HaBachag would suggest that there's no way around it, the Tosus Kasha was in there. What you want to say is take it a step further. You want to say, but what is considered the norm, and here the Ran himself said that the norm is, even from Yehuda, that people do not use schach in a manner of keva. They use the mesachich in a manner of arai. So that's enough to really define the notion of Simen Kol HaBachag. It's a function of what is typically done also. That's what you're saying? I think Pnei Yeshua says...
I'm saying,
whoever the credit is, it's okay. But Pnei Yeshua is quibbling with Tosus Kasha. L'chore, that could be what the Ran will say. The Ran will say, in a chinami, there is a way, ni'ikra din midaraisa, but the Torah also knows the way people, how people practice. And the fact that people practice a certain way, and this is what is typically done, that's enough to really help us understand why it's called Simakol, because Kal Yisrael are not going to be doing this, typically. And therefore, for Hashem to make it rain on Sukkot, it's called Simakol. But Tosus didn't agree with it. Tosus is not a function of derech and not derech. Tosus felt, if there's a way around it, then you can't call it Simakol or Bechav. The answer is, it's got to be possible in such a case. And maybe the Ran will disagree on that. The Ran fundamentally will say that if this is the derech, as the Ran himself said, derech is to do it arai, that's enough to be able to understand why it's called Simon Kol HaBecha. Shimon and Micha, yeah.
You've been repeating how the Ran implies that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that stuff.
Yeah, the Ran is explaining that the issue of what we call Gzeiras Tikra, that we make a Gzeira if you have certain size boards, so the question is going to be, if you have the boards between 3 and 4, so is that considered something that people typically won't use or will use? So since it's not yet a shir makom, people might still use it, or since it's no longer, it's beyond a shir of love, but if 3 people won't use it, if people won't use it for sukkah, then it's a reason to make a gzeiras rabbanan, a gzeiras tikra atubayis, and if people would still use it, then they won't make a gzeiras tikra. In explaining that point, the Ran says, according to the Shita, he says that says that people would use it, he says, but Rabbi Yehuda, why would people use it? Because it's not yet 4. But without that reason, he says, it would have been a problem because it'll be associated with a house, but not because it's mamish pasul, the Raisa. He says, Rabbi Yehuda wrote sukkas diras keva, but still, it's not the derech to use something keva for the schach. It's not the derech. It's not normal to use it, something that's keva for the schach.
No,
because that's what the gzera is, that what you typically use for a house, and you can make the confuse this with a house and say, oh, if I can be in such a sukkah, I can be in my house too. That's the drabana. But in discussing that point, the Ran has this one line that says that if Yehuda holds you as keva, be'en derech esachich ela bedavar kal, which is why you need a new reason. Why? But this he would use. It's okay, so there's no gzeir rabban. But the Ran clearly did not entertain such a chiddush of Tosas. Okay, that's one important nekuda to be mashkin from the bottom Tosas. Avraham, Micha, you were first. And Avraham, yeah.
Would it make a difference possibly that Tosfos said the Gola, the Nisarim with Mesmer, and that
That's what we were going back and forth. We discussed it last time that Rabbi Rattenberg was here, discussed that question. Is it about the nails or is it about keeping out the rain? That's a whole shayla. The Tosfos Reino Peretz is mashma because it's keeping out the rain. You have to know, is the problem that Tosfos is identifying just about using nails? More likely it has to do with the fact that the rain is not allowed in.
Would the Ran say the rain is coming in here or not?
That's not the issue. In other words, the Ran doesn't stumble if it's going to be permanent, so the rain might not come in. But the Ran didn't say there was any problem per se. The Ran felt that keva is keva. Keva could be on the schach as well as the walls and the height. The Ran was silent on it, it sounds like the Ran did not have this issue on his radar screen. It sounds like, okay, it's only about a derech, ain't derech. It's always. In a chanami, it doesn't say here whether it's about the rain or not, but I think it's still the same point is clear, that the Ran did not see any problem mi'ikra din mid'raisa of Rabbi Yehuda to make the schach kevadik. That's what I think I see in the Ran. Even though the Ran did not directly speak about the issue of the rain. Yeah. You're right, he didn't speak directly to that case, but it seems to be not in the same vein as Tosfos. Avram?
I just wanted to ask, could you possibly say like a similar idea of just, even if you could make the, regardless of whether or not it's a derech or not, like the fact that like it's raining on the first day, like you were needing to make this permanent site, it's not a good thing that like you're forced to do this, but you can still see the same call, even though you can stop it, because you just by the fact that you have to stop it. I mean, like God's like, listen, like I don't really want you here. Like you have to work hard for.
Yeah, so you're saying that's so different than what we just said. I mean,
right,
extent, yeah.
Can you say that, or since you're allowed, since it's okay for you to stop it?
Okay, this is, I think, what's at the stake here. Tosfos felt that if there is a way to avoid having it rain in your sukkah, in other words, you could do something to protect from the rain, then you cannot make this assumption that's a similar color, because the people have a way to keep the mitzvah sukkah without having being the rain, raining on their sukkah. Okay, it's up to Gemara. We'll see a few more lines in the Gemara, then we'll analyze more carefully the issues here with the 3 reasons in the Mishnah. It's up to Gemara as follows, on the base. Kulu, Kerabo, Lo, Amri. So we have a total of 3 explanations for the din of the Mishnah, why it's pasul for the Tanakama, when it's Gemara Micha. We have Rabba's reason based on the drasha Man Yidido Asechem Kivasukos Shavti that a person, we learn out that there's a din, a person has to be aware that they are in the schach of Shel Mitzvah, and that's only going to be true if it's up to him, if it's not Lamal Michaf. Otherwise, Lo Shalta Ve'ena, we have in Zera's drasha that we learned that pasuk in Yeshaya that you have to have the tzel of the schach, not the tzel of the tfanos. We have the reason of Rava that the pasuk tells us it has to be a diras arai, not diras keva, which is going to translate into halacha of the shiur of the sukkah. That it has to be a shiur of not mal michaf, because that's already a diras keva, since it could not be constructed or rarely constructed, depending on the gears in the Gemara, in the manner of arai. And therefore, that falls into the psul of that it's not a sukkah shivas yamin. These are the three drushes. Says the Gemara, why didn't Rav Zeira and Rava accept Rava? Kulu kirabba lo amri, Rashi says, kulu hanach amaroi. Kirabba lo amri, Rashi says, the yal of milaman yedu. Why didn't they accept that drusha? The din for the Mishnah based on that drusha. Ahu yidia ledorosi. That pasuk is not going to teach me the din of psul umal mechaf. Rather, that pasuk is simply yediyah ledoros. What does that mean, yediyah ledoros? Rashi says, "Hahu lav biyediyah the yeshiva sukkah ka'amar." The pasuk is not intending to tell us about the idea of the yeshiva sukkah, that the sukkah has to be such a sukkah that allows the yoshiva sukkah to have an awareness that they're in schach, that they're covered by schach shel mitzvah. That's not the pshat. Ela biyadiyas doros haboyin hekif sukos anane covered hanasa l'avos. Rather, the pasuk is just talking about that the generations that follow should know about the nes that was experienced by the Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's how Rashi learns the words of the Gemara, yadiyah l'doros. Rashi was merames to this back in on Amud Aleph. When Rashi quoted the original drasha, Rashi noted that the pshuto shel mikra, of course, is what? The afagav de ein mikra, de ein yotze mide pshuto, de hekef anani kavod, miuda shinele ledrasha. What did Rashi mean? The yotze mide pshuto is that the yedu doro secha means that the future generations will remember what was experienced, the nes of the anani kavod. Rashi goes with one of the two shitas of Tanoim. Chokis later in the Gemara quotes on Daf Yud Aleph, whether it means anani kavod, sukkas mamish. Rashi goes with the shad of anani kavod. So it means that the Dorasechem, the later generations, should know about the nays that was experienced by the Yotzei Mitzrayim, that Hashem surrounded them with anani kavod. That's the pshuto shel mikra, and that's what Rashi says is what the Gemara means here. That it doesn't have to do with, and what is Rabba saying it means? Not, right, what does Rabba mean? It's the idea of those who are in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be such that the yoshiva sukkah has to know that they are in the sukkah. And what does hoshavti mean? That's a drasha, but they don't accept the drasha. They learn that the idea of the doros, meaning for the generations later to think back about the avos. Whereas according to Rabba, what does it mean? The idea of the yoshiva sukkah about their own awareness that they're in a sukkah. That's how Rashi learns. The Rabbeinu Chananel, something different. Rabbeinu Chananel learns Yediyah L'doros, a different part. Let's take a look. Kul hani amaroi kerabba lo'ami mishum desfira lo'hu. Da ha yediyah d'chsiv bakra, leisa yediyah leman d'yaseh besukkah. It's not a yediyah for the one who's in the sukkah. D'tzarech hayoshev shiur yediyaso. That's not what it means. Ela yediyah ledoros, says the Rach, klomar hadoros haboin kevan sheroin sheosin sukos umanichin beis dirasan the yoshvin bimos hachag besukah. The generations later see that we're making sukkos, and we're leaving the house, and they're sitting during sukkos in the sukkah, shoalin, who are they asking? Shoalin, who are they asking? The people sitting in the sukkah. In other words, the doros, the idea of doros means the generation, that the younger generation that notices what their elders are doing in in being in the sukkah, having left their home. What is this reminiscent of, everybody? What? The Seder. V'gad Talavincha. Very interesting. Shoalin, v'pnei ma'osin kach. It's a manishtana of Le'el Tesvav, you might say, but not Le'el Tesvav of Nisan, but Le'el Tesvav of Tishrei. There is, in fact, a Gzeres Shavu. We learned that. There's a Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. That's the Gemara, Tesvav, Tesvav. Here you have another layer to that. Mipneima osin kach, umagidin lehen avoseyan. So who are avoseyan? The people who are in the Sukkah tell their children, my Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everything is Yitzias Mitzrayim. So now we thought that we just had a Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of sorts on Leil Pesach, the Seder night. No, there's a Gemara here, the way the Rach learns it. There's such an Indian, and that's Tezvav Tezvav, that you have in Sukkot as well. Then that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Yedia Ledoros, that the generations are going to ask their parents who are in the Sukkah, why did you leave your home? Why did you leave your house? Why are we here? Why are we living in the Sukkah? And the parents will respond, Avadim Hayinu, right? They respond, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and now they covered. Fascinating. That's what the Rach has. Meanwhile, Agav, you see an emphasis in the Rach. The part of the mitzvah of Sukkah is the idea that you left your house to go to the Sukkah. Not just the Yeshiva Sukkah per se. You might call it the Shinui, Yeshini Makom. Right? The Shinui from your house to go to the Sukkah. Now, but Sukkah takes Yeshiva Yomim in includes the element of you left your home to go out to the Sukkah. There's a Rabbeinu, there's a Targum Yonasan on the Pasuk by Yom HaShmiat Tzeres Tiyalachem that says, Tzeres Tiyalachem is that you're going back to your house. When you're going back, he says on the words, Tzeres Tiyalachem, after Sukkot is over, Tzeres, going back to your house. So again, Mashma, that the Inyan of Sukkot, Sukkot's Teshu Shvas Yom, is that Hashem wants you to leave. Like it's Tzei Midiras Kva, the Shevet Yisrael. So the Yetziah Mi'abayis with Sukkah, that's part of the Sipur, as you see in the Rach. Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving your home? That's what they want to know. We're in the Sukkah, we're not in our home anymore. This is our home now. Why did you leave the other home that we've been living in? Yediyah L'doros. So that's G'man Yediyah Seichem according to the other Amaroi. Okay, this is a different Pshat, novel Pshat in the Gemara. L'maisa, why did the Rach learn that way? What's wrong with the Rashi says? Yediyah L'doros. That means that what happened to the Avos, simple, yeah.
Yeah, how is there being a phenomenon different than Rashi other than the fact that he doesn't...
According to Rashi, what is it? The Yediyah L'doros means that the Yoshvei HaSukkah, the people who are Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah, are going to know about what? About the nays of the Avos who are leaving Mitzrayim, who are surrounded by the Anani Kavod. That's how Rashi went, Yediyah L'doros. And not that the Yoshvei HaSukkah have to... That the sukkah has to be such a sukkah that the Yoshvei HaSukkah know that they're in a sukkah. That's a rabbis drasha. No, Yediyah L'doros, simply the mitzvah. So is there any new chidush in Rashi in the pasuk that the pasuk is teaching us? Any new chidush din? Not really. What does it mean? The Torah is telling us to do the mitzvah of sukkah in order that the generations that are going to do the mitzvah are going to remember what the nes that occurred to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. This is according to Rashi. According to the, and that's the words Yediyah L'doros, mean the Doros know what happened to the Avos who left Mitzvah. According to the Rach, we're talking about the Doros who were in the Sukkah. We're talking about the people who were in the Sukkah, that the Doros, meaning they're the next door after them, the younger generation, the kids, who are following what their parents are doing, who are doing the mitzvah, and the parents are going to explain to the children what we're doing. They're going to wonder, why are we leaving the house? And they'll explain to them, Yidu Doroseichem. So that your mitzvah is going to trickle down to the next generation, to the generation after, you know, your mitzvah is going to be teaching a lesson, imparting a lesson to the children who are looking at what you're doing. So it's a totally different reading of Yidu Doros. The Doros meaning...
But how would, according to Rashi, how would you know about the Avos just by the Sukkah? Would your parents also have to explain to you?
No, but nothing. But we're not discussing the younger generation of the people who are doing the mitzvah. We're simply talking about those who are doing the mitzvah, that they should know the nes of an Ani Kavod. According to the Rach, we're talking about the two generations: the ones doing the mitzvah and the ones that are observing them do the mitzvah. We're not talking about the doros vis-a-vis the yotzei mitzrayim. We're talking about the doros, the osei mitzvah and their children. Follow? Yes. Totally different reading of the words of the Gemara. Could be the Rach held that Yediyah L'doros was a better fit with his pshat, because according to Rashi, it's Yediyah L'doros. It's always Yediyah L'doros. I mean, what's the L'doros? Anyway, yeah.
According to Rach, would it be a mitzvah to keep your kids up, to try to keep your kids up on Sukkot?
Having sleep at Sukkot like you do on Erev Pesach, yeah? Okay? I hear where you're going. Okay? Something new. Yeah.
Do they have a different reading of the word idea?
I know that they should know means they should be told. They should be aware. Idea is to know. So they know through what the parents tell them, or they know because they're remembering on them. Idea still means to know, to have that information. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it not one and the same as this is the way in which pass on to the Doros?
It's all good. It's all right. Of course, every time we do a mitzvah, we want the children to understand. But according to the Rach, this is mamish the pshat in the words of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. That you're doing the Torah is saying that you do the mitzvah, Yodi Doros Seichin, your children will learn the lesson of what this mitzvah is about. It's almost like a Vigarata here. That's what's interesting.
As opposed to it being a general.
General. Of course, mitzvahs, the Torah wants us. Look, the Ramban explains the Parshas Veschanan. Right? The Ramban has this Mahalach in Sefer Dvarim, that many of the mitzvahs in Dvarim are really elaborations on things that we know already from the first Svarim. That's what's called Mishnah Torah. So the Ramban is always trying to understand why is this, unless it's a new mitzvah, sometimes it's a new mitzvah, but when it's a mitzvah that's not new, what does it go back to? What does it track back to? So the Shinata Muvanacha, says the Ramban. Well, because we know that the Torah was given to Kal Yisrael, and the Torah wants there to be a hemshech ha-mesora, like it says all the time, chukas al medor seichem. So this is a way the Torah is spelling out that idea that there's a hemshech, there's a masora v'shinatam u'vanacha. That's a klal yistikin inyan. Of course, everything we do is meant to be passed on. But then, in a more specific manner, there's a din al pesach, as we know, dafka v'igad tol vincha. What we see in the Rabbeinu Chananel, as he runs Pshat in the Gemara, is that there's such an inyan by sukkastu. That what your mitzvah is including is that there should be a way to be mesaper and explain to the generations that are young, that are after you, that are there, that are noticing, why am I doing it? It's a fascinating chiddush.
You said that Rabbeinu Chananel is touching upon like the fact the pasuk like kind of like specifically like structures it in a way of like talking about Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, like it says like. Yesterday was a shock. Yesterday, so go to see when I took out some. I took them out Meretz Yisrael and Yeshua Pichav. Like by like it's like the pasuk specifically talking about like
your mitzvah,
remembering
the Torah inserts into the mitzvah. The Torah inserts in the mitzvah, in the context of the mitzvah, that you should tell it over to your children.
Yeah.
Without using the words Vigat Levincha, the Torah is saying when you do it, make sure that you impress upon Doros Seichem. When you do your mitzvah of the Shiva Sukkah, that Yedu Doros Seichem, you should make sure to explain to them. Again, how far do you take it in terms of halacha maisa? The kids have to be up and you have to try to get them curious. This already is speculation. That already, lo shamanu. But the parallel to Pesach is certainly striking. More than striking. You have to find maybe other makoros. There are some other makoros in Rishonim that begin to touch on this, and that's going to be a good drasha for Sukkot coming in a few weeks, not even less than a month away. Be a good drasha to create based on the Ben Hanano fund. Other makoros that there's such an Indian. That's what you have in this one online Gemara. Yeah, Nachum.
Just for Rabbeinu Chananel, could it be that Rabbeinu Chananel is sensitive to Akash? We saw similar in the Maharam before. The Maharam is asking, even if it's a zecher, wouldn't it need to be below 20 to even have that zecher? Meaning, let's assume for a second that if Rabzera and Rabba really hold of it to being a zecher, it still needs to be below 20 to even have that zecher. So why would they be disagreeing? Right? Meaning, if they held of the drash of Leman Yedu, they held it was a zecher. Very nice. So it still needs to be below 20 in order to be able to have that zecher.
You mean if it's in fact goes south of the Eina, you mean?
Right, exactly. Meaning, they're not going to be disagreeing with Metzius here. They're not like Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm saying they might be uncle.
But see, but I hear where you're going. But you see, the way the Rach sets it up, what's prompting the question is not seeing a schach. What's prompting the question is what?
Right, seeing of the building and
is leaving the old home.
But that's exactly the terrace. And the answer is
so then, by doing that, you're ready. Tomorrow you're going to see the schach because we're not in the house. So then, where are we? And so then you look around. You know,
no, but he doesn't say so. No. The way they said it says, "Kevin Sharon Sheosin Sukos." Right, they're going to see that building.
Osin Sukos. You mean the whole lead up.
It's not necessarily you go in and then low shelter.
You mean the whole building is okay. I hear the whole process leading up to it. I hear you bringing it. The whole asiyas sukkah. Okay, look, listen, you know, Jewish can go a lot of, you know, again, how far to go with it. But it's an Indian chadash, that's for sure, this pshat of the Rach. But again, that's the words of the Gemara. Kirav Zera Nami Lo Amri. Yeah, this is now why didn't Rabba and Rava go with the Makor that Rav Zera brought from the Shaya. One could have said, well, that's only a Divi Kabbalah. But apparently, if Orchaner maybe says, apparently the Divrei Kabbalah is Megala on something fundamental that would be Halacha Moshe Misinai. So if the Pasuk is in fact conveying that idea, then we should latch onto it and assume that there is a Masora of such an idea that it has to be sale of the Schach and not sale Tfanos. So why not go with Rav Zera's Rasha? Says, Gemara, Hu Limos HaMashiach Hu Dechsiv. That Pasuk that he quoted in Yeshaya is going at Limos HaMashiach. That it's Sukkot Tiyur Seo Yoma. Limos HaMashiach, says Rashi, Osam Sukkos of Limos HaMashiach, Yu Itzel La'oneg U'mistor. Those Sukkos, that's Limos HaMashiach, that's going to have all these qualities of Tzel and so on. And Oneg of Sukkos Mitzvah ain't no Itzel. Interesting. What Sukkos Mitzvah you don't have is not Itzel. What does Rashi mean? Literally? How could Rashi mean it literally? Sukkos mitzvah ain't a litzel? Could that be so? The very din of the Mishnah shows otherwise. The din that everyone accepts. What does it say in the Mishnah? Chamasim u'mitzilasa is pasul, right? So clearly, sukkah, even sukkos mitzvah is litzel. So what did he mean, ain't a litzel? What? No, it's saying. No, saying, but chorot sukkah has to be for sales. The Gemara says, "Daf ches." That has to be a suya letzel. The mitzvah has to be letzel. Yeah.
That Rashi said earlier, it's a schach has to be a sukkah. So it's more an element of the schach than the sale being a byproduct and the sale being.
So does it have to be letzel or not? Does the sukkah have to be letzel? Does the schach have to be letzel? Even according to the other Marayim,
yes.
Do you have to have more sale?
Of course, yeah.
You do.
From this pasuk, I don't know the
sukkah
has to be
litzel. And so, what do you know it from? No, but this pasuk is teaching me halacha. This pasuk is telling me if you sell tfanos, it's not going to work. So why can't if they accept? What? You mean it could be from the tfanos? It could be from the tfanos. That's what it means. That's what Rashi's words are saying. Because it could be from the tfanos. Rashi's words are with the words. Avos sukkah of the mitzvah, Rashi says, that's not litzel. Ain't no litzel. Let's just see another line. Berav Zera. What does he say? So how can he say from here a proof it's Ayimos Mashiach and King Ayim Akrav Echupati litzel yomam? Why use the word sukkah in that passage? Of course it's discussing Ayimos Mashiach. Why say v'sukkah? My v'sukkah tiyo litzel yom shamin atarti. By using the word sukkah, the passage is impressing on us the din of tzel connecting to schach, not just for that, Yemos HaMashiach period, but even for the Sukkah's mitzvah. Rashi, Tarti, the Ein Shem Sukkah, Ela Suyu Litzel, Dahid Yemos HaMashiach, Mishim Da Suyu Litzel, Kriya Sukkah, Hagufa. Why do we call the Sukkah Yemos HaMashiach, why is it called Sukkah? Because it's Litzel. And the Pasuk says the Sukkah, so it's telling me that that's the essence of the Sukkah. And what did the other Marayim would say? No. That's only unique to the Yemos HaMashiach. And what Sukkah's mitzvah? Ein Litzel. Obviously, it has to give tzel. What if you have chamasim mitzvah, so it's no good? But uchere has to translate into the din of the Mishnah. What's the problem with ma'al mechaf, according to Rav Zera? The tzel is not, it's not, you're not getting the tzel from the schach. Does that mean the schach is not shaykh to tzel? The schach is not in the right place. because of the defanos. The schach be'etzem has the potential to give tzeil. Right now, where it's positioned, the tzeil is not coming from the schach, you're getting from the defanos. But the tzeil itself, the schach itself has the potential to give tzeil. If the schach is full of holes, so then, of course, it'd be no good. We all agree to that. But if the schach has in it the potential to give tzeil, it's just that right now the poel, you're not getting it. That's where they would say you can't use this pasuk as a basis to tell me that you have to be able to be getting the tzeil practically, because you could say the pasuk is dealing with Yemos HaMashiach. But as far as therefore you need a new makor, a new source for why it's pasul mal michav. There it says no, because it says the word sukkah. So now we can learn out of this halacha that the tzeil has to come from the schach, and you have to be actually bepoel receiving the tzeil. Maybe that would be the pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel, his comment on this, what does he say? Yemos HaMashiach. He elaborates a little more than Rashi. He says Yemos HaMashiach kolomar yeshivas Yisrael b'shalva b'li pachad. That was Kar Yisrael are settled, serenity, without any fear, or afilu b'midbar b'makom she'ein sham lo choma v'lo ir. Ben choshishin el lechama lezerem, I should say lo lechama, el lechama o lezerem matar v'sukkah l'tzeil mechset dai. There's no concern. V'lo nem mena din sukkah shal mitzvah. What?
He said straight out that you don't have to say from the pasuk,
but that pasuk is discussing that whole inyan of Kar Yisrael's security. And he says, "Meshani Ravzera Yachir Chutav Chupa Bloshin Kisui Koma Davar Chasav Mastim Nashemesh and Namata Maikzib Bloshin Sukkah Lomemcha Kigam Sukkah Shal Mitzvah Zui Mitzvahs." Okay, then the Gemara says, so that explains why they don't go like why the other two don't go like Ravzera. And finally, says the Gemara, Ki Rava Nami Lo Amri, why don't Rabbi and Ravzera go with Rava's drasha? The Sukkah Stev Shvas Yamin Dires Arai, it can be Dires Keva, which has to do with the Shir Chaf, which is associated with Dires Keva. Mishum Kushad Abaye. Because Abaye's question, that according to you, what about Machitzas Shel Barzel? Would that also be a problem? So Rabbi had to be Miyashiv, no, but that you could have done under Chaf with normal machitzos or weaker machitzos, but they felt that Abaye's kasha was compelling, and therefore they rejected Rava because of that. Rashi, Mishum Kusha da Abaye, the Asa Machitz Shel Barzel. The Shinuya, that which Rava responded, Lo Mashmeluhu, they don't accept that answer. Wahol v'kra lav dafka arai nakat, the pasuk didn't say arai, because you see, so we don't go and say, well, it really is going to only apply to shiur, and that's where you have the application. Pasuk didn't say arai dafka. So therefore, once you say mechitzar barza works, then lamal michaf works also. Elamai, a new reason. Tosus comments, kevzera lo amri, back on the second point, why did they go kevzera? So why didn't the Gemara answer? Because of the kasha that was asked to Rav Zera. Hadal okamim shim kusha da abaye, kid to come out Rava. By Rava, the Gemara says, because of Abaye's kasha. Abaye had a kasha to Rav Zera too. What was Abaye's kasha to Rav Zera? El meyat ashtras karnayim? And Rav Zera answers, no, but dal ashtras karnayim meyacha, and then you'd have tzeil. So that Tosfos mishum de Rav Zera shani labaye shapet. The Gemara feels that answer was a strong answer, so the Gemara didn't want to say, well, they sided with the question. But the kasha Abaye asked on Rava, that they felt would be a kasha that they could have disagreed with the answer. Okay, this is the sugya here. Then we're going to go on with nafkaminas. So there's a very important inyan that we should discuss a little bit now, even though it's also nagia later in the Gemaras, and that is the question of how to paskin within these three reasons, and how it's going to play out in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. Now, there's going to be nafkaminas, whether we go with the reason of Rabba as opposed to Rava. As the Gemara is about to tell us, Umashal, and we mentioned it, Rashi mentioned it, on the Meralef by Rav Zera. According to Rabba, the Gemara is going to tell us that the only problem is going to exist if the Tfanos don't reach the Schach, otherwise you'll be Sholta Be'ena because the Tfanos go all the way to the Schach. It comes out that the Chacham would agree in that case. According to the other reasons, according to Rava, Umashal, it wouldn't matter. According to Rav Zeira, that the problem is he's not in the tzel tfanos, it's only limited to a shear of dalet al dalet, otherwise it would be tzel from the schach. According to Rav, there's no differentiation. So we have to really know, who should we pass it? So we have here Rabba, we have Rava, so we have to think, start thinking in terms of Kholim Apsak. Who should we follow? Rabba, Rava, Rava's a Basra, but Rava is usually connected to Rav, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Rav is always Hilchasek Rav. So those in Yanim. And then you have another Indian that's brought into all of this, that, again, we'll see inside in a minute, but just to get our oriented. And that is a comment of Abaye on the Zayin on the base. Abaye himself, there's Omar Abaye, so it makes it significant. Abaye identifies eight tanoim that are, this is called a shita. In other words, when you line up tanoim, you say, all of these are going with a particular shita. You have this in a lot of Gemaras. You have in Perek Meruba, all of these tanoim hold shirei konen. That's a din in terms of gzela. And they list a whole bunch of tanoim and different examples of how they hold shirei konen. So here's an example. Abaye says, Rebbe, Rav Yoshia, Rav Yehuda, that's who, the one that we're interested in. Rav Yehuda is the third in the list. Rav Shimon, four. Rav Gamliel, Ubeth Shammai, six. Rav Elezer, V'Acherim, eight. Identified eight shitas of Tanoim. Kulu Sviru Husuka Diras Keva Be'ina. All of these eight are of the same opinion in terms of this issue of Sukkah, Diras Arai versus Diras Keva, and they hold Diras Keva Be'ina. And he goes by one, and he has how you see each one of these Tanoim, they go with that approach. Does this mean that each one has to hold up the other one's particular application? Not necessarily. We'll have to see more carefully. It could be that there are nuances. It could be that there are different ways that you can take the notion of Diras Keva, so that you don't have to assume that every single one of these Tanoim holds like the seven dinim of the other seven. But meanwhile, we have a list of Tanaim who hold Diras Keva Be'ina, the words of the Gemara. Now, presumably, everything that follows is all Abaye's words. Now, Abaye is going to identify each Tana, and then when they're going to see in the Gemara where to see it in that Tana, so who's saying that? Abaye, the Pashtus. So now, if you go down the list, so we have the third in the list, you have Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara quotes here. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan. Lo and behold, our Mishnah. Sukkah, Shigvol, Mal, Michaf, Am, Apsula. Rabbi Yehuda, Machsh, Adkan. And then we go on, Rav Shimon. So what's the issue here? Abaye seemingly looks to Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, who says, Lamal, Michaf, Am, is Kasha. And for that, Abaye says, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah is Diras Keva, and the Russian is Diras Keva Be'ina. So I have to know, there's a number of things that have to be thought about here. But the first issue is, what does that say about how Abaye understood the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether it's chaf amal mechaf is kasher or pas? The Chacham said, pas of you the machshir. And comes Abaye and says, because Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds that Diras Keva Be'ina. So, chayra, this is mashma, that Abaye learned Pshat in the Machlokas. Like who? We have three ways to learn Pshat. Like Rava. But why do Rava say that the Pshat in the Tanakhama is it's possible because it's no longer called Diras Arai, it's Diras Keva, because it had to be made in the manner of Keva. That's what the Torah is trying to tell me. Diras Arai is good, and Diras Keva is no good, and Diras Keva translates not in the Mechitzas Shabarzo case, but the case of Amal Michaf. You the machshir. There's no problem. Diras Keva is fine. That goes very well with Rava. What's still a little bit difficult and sticky is the words of the Gemara, Diras Keva Be'inan. We have to think about this question as well. Namely, what's Diras Keva Be'inan? Diras Keva Be'inan means Keva is required, and if it's not Keva, then it would be a problem, like some of the other examples that we had. If it's not Keva, then it won't work. The Gemara is going to say, if it has, you know, if it's a particular shape, if it's like a teepee, if it doesn't have a roof, if it's round, cases later, and Lezavios, Kiki. So Chorah, that would mean that it has to be Keva. It has to have a certain Shir. The other example is Dalet al-Dalet or Zayin al-Zayin. So that would mean it has to be Keva. No, according to Yehuda, if it's less than 20, what's the din? Kasha. So Diras Keva be'inan. Now, the emesis, that this is not the only Rabbi Yehuda that we should be aware of in this regard. There's at least two other Rabbi Yehudas that we should mention in this regard that seem to associate with Diras Keva. One is the Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah of the second parak of Yashen Tachas Hamita the Sukkah. So what do we have in the first Mishnah there in the second parak? Daf Chaf on the base. The Tanakhama says, Lo Yotze Dechol Vaso. And Rabbi Yehuda says that, yeah, we used to do it. So the Gemara on Chaf Avim Beis gives us one way to learn the Machlokas, and the Gemara connects it to Rabbi Yehuda that was quoted by Abaye on Daf Zayin Avim Beis. Take a look. The Iba Yisema on Daf Chaf Avim Beis in the middle of the Amud. Rabbi Yehuda Letameh. The Amar Sukkah diras keva be'inan. Notice again, that's the lashon that we just had in Abaye, right? Taken from Abaye in Zayin of Days. Therefore what? Because sukkah diras keva be'inan. What's the issue? You're not viewed as being enveloped by the ohel, by the covering of the sukkah, because you're in an independent, separate ohel that's sort of considered to be now taking you away and out of the ohel of the larger ohel of the sukkah. Is that the case or not? Are you viewed now as being in a separate OL and therefore not in the larger OL? Says Rabbi Yehuda, kasha, why? Because after all, sukkah diras keva be'inan, v'havale mita diras arai. What is a mita? Mita is there temporarily. You can roll it out. It's there. It can be taken out. It's not an OL keva. So you're under a mita. And we're discussing how big the mita is, but whatever it is, it's a mita and it's like it's an OL arai. Go asi all right, and mevato all keva. Right. So an all right is not going to be strong enough to say that you're not in the larger O retains its identity as enveloping you because it's all keva. Because of you, the holds that sukkah is a diras keva. So that's why it's your yotzei if you're on a mita in the sukkah. So here you have Rabbi Yehuda Mamish on the record saying that what? That it's the diras keva. That's why you can be in a mita. Well, it goes on, Rav Shimon, also it's diras keva be'inan. And yet you see that he says, you're not yotzei. He says, yeah, because he holds the asi o'yarai u'mevata o'keva. He holds that notwithstanding the fact that the mita is o'yarai and the sukkah is diras keva, but it still has the power to take away from your being considered to be in the o'keva. That's the machokis of Yudhav Shimon. Rav Yehuda, who holds that sukkah is diras keva, holds that lo asi o'yarai u'mevata o'keva. That's one place. And what's the other place that we mentioned once before? Mezuzah. Chia mezuzah by sukkah in Daf Yud in Yuma. That Rav Yehuda's mechayev the mezuzah sukkah schag b'chag because diras keva. Now, but notice when Abaye brings Rav Yehuda as one of those tanoim who hold diras keva be'in, and he didn't quote Yuma Daf Yud, didn't quote mezuzah, he didn't quote mita. He quoted l'malam echav. Okay, where in l'malam echav do you see diras keva be'in? Now, so that's another issue with the be'in, but let's go back to issue number one. L'chaira, to say that this issue is Rabbi Yehuda more than the Chachamim is to assume that the machlokes is between the Chachamim is about what? What issue? The Chachamim say that what sukkah is diras arai, and therefore mal michaf is no good because that's the Torah is coming to disqualify as a diras keva. And the Yehuda doesn't agree. He holds diras keva is fine. The inan will have to deal with. But what if you held like Rabbi? Or Rav Zeir. What did Rav hold? But the problem is, Lo Sota Be'ina. You're not aware. Yedder Asechem, Nudrash. Yehuda, how he holds about this, we discussed. He holds he is Sota Be'ina. He feels he can always notice. Therefore, there isn't such a drush. What does that have to do with the question of Diras Keva, Diras Arai? Lamar Mechaf, he's kosher because he doesn't know about this drasha of Yedder Seichem, Rav Zeira. He'll hold maybe also like the other Amorim, it's going on the Moshe Mashiach, the Chacham have a drasha. Where does Abai get off saying that the Rav Yehuda holds Dirus Kev Inan because he's Machshir Lamar Mechaf? Because of this kasha, so the Rif and the Balamor and Mishonim, some assume that it must be something amazing. That the same Abaye, now what makes this problem very pronounced? The Abaye jumped all over Rav and asked this kasha, Mechitz Shobarza. He doesn't like Rav's Pshat. And to the extent that this kasha is such a strong kasha that's why Rav Zeira didn't like it, Rav's Pshat, and that's why Rabbi didn't like Rav's Pshat, and Abaye was the one who got us thinking about why Rav's Pshat has a problem to it. So if Abaye doesn't like Rav's Pshat, he's probably going like the other Pshat. So how does Abaye come along and tell us that Rav Yehuda is the one who holds Diras Keva because he's Machshir Mar Michav, Ma'in Zelazer? So there's a major discussion. I gave you a couple of the Rishonim. Major discussion. Ad kedekach, the Ritva says maybe the Gemara is putting in. See, Tosis raised Mishyachis to it. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is putting in Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah because the Gemara holds like Rav. But Abaye, when he did to Rav Yehuda, he didn't quote Rav Yehuda da Beis Amiral. Abaye quoted Rav Yehuda. What was he thinking? Chafalim, Yuma Daf Yud. I mean, not the Tzuras Adaf, but that statement of Rav Yehuda. The Gemara goes with Rav, so the Gemara throws in Mar Michav. But that for Abai would not have been relevant. That's what the Ritva says. Let's think about this question for a second. Yeah. Okay. What the Ritva says is again, everybody's tumbling about this question. So Ritva goes on the limb. He says. Read the Ritva over there on that Gemara. T'miya milsa, he says. T'miya milsa. Rav Yehuda the Tnan. T'ha midamukim abayi Rav Yehuda the Masnisim b'shita. B'shita means that it goes with those, you know, that whole sheet of Diras Keva. The boy Diras Keva mechlal the Svirulei Kerav. The Parish time, Ad Rabbanan, Mishum the Sikot, Tzoka Diras Arai B'ina. Umina, from that you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Diras Keva v'Habishita. That's why it's a Shita, because Rabbi Yehuda is the flip side of the Chacham. The Chacham say, Diras Arai, Yehuda's Diras Keva. The Igu, the Rabba v'Rav Zeira, HaRabbana Nabi Machshuri Machshuri b'Diras Keva. Give me a perfect example of Diras Keva, there we Machshir. According to Rabba, one at a time, according to Rabba. The next Gilan of the Gemara. Tfanos, Magios, Lishach. If in that case, is it Shalta Bain? Lo Shalta Bain or Shalta Bain? Is it a Diras Keva or is Diras Arai? Diras Keva. So then it's not just Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim also have cases of Diras Keva. What's their problem if it's not Magios Lishach? No issue, side issue. It's Lo Shalta Bain. But as far as Diras Keva, the Chachamim also have that. So why are you picking out Rabbi Yehuda and saying he holds Diras Keva? According to Rav Zeira, I have another case of Chum would be Machshir by Diras Keva. And what I was going to say, if it's bigger than 4x4, then you're going to get sale from the Schach too. So he says, Dilu Rabba Rav Zeira, Ha Rabba Nami Machshir Machshir by Diras Keva, Da Machshir Yilam Alam Yasrim, Kishad Faz Mar Gizu Schach. Oh, Kishir Rechava Yosef Me Abba Amoski, Diras Keva Yosef. It's even more Diras Keva. It's bigger, it's wider. So what must be El Vadei Kerava Asya? Sounds like Abaye is attributing Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Lamal Michav as the one who holds Diras Keva. He goes like Rava. What's the problem? The Igu Le'el, back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Parech Le'el Rav. He came to Rava with a question. Whoa, El Me'ata, Bechitza Chil Barzo, the Afagav the Parek. Even though Rava responds, but Lo Odile. Abai clearly would not have accepted Rava's reason. Why? To Harminan, because what did the Gemara just say here? That Rava Rav Zeru go Odu, why didn't they accept Rava? Bishum Pichid Abai. And they didn't think Rava had a good answer. So if they didn't think so, Mishtam Abai didn't think so either. The Dochi Kulomar, says the Ritva, the Abaye Mare de Pircha, evaluate the one who asked the kasha, who got us riled up against Rava, Odi lepiruka de Rava. He ends up accepting Rava's answer that he gave. No, this Mechitza de Barzel is different because you could have made it with Mechitza Sarai, so that's okay. But Malo Mechav, you had no choice. Velo odile Rava Rav Zera. Kiddush Savi Mixus Rabbanan. He's here, has a dig here against who? The Balamor. The Balamor, we'll see in a minute. He basically uses this kasha as a basis to prove that Abaye accepted Rava's answer. That's a big problem, because Abaye is, his problem is the reason why Rav Zera and Rava couldn't tolerate Rava's reason. That's what the Gemara says. We just read in the Gemara. So Abaye, who is the one who got us thinking about why Rava's reason is not good, he accepts Rava's answer and the others didn't. Therefore, says the Ritva, the Iko Lememar, some mistakes here in the Kovetz, they say Rabbi Yeshua means Rabbi Yehuda, the Had the Uki Abaye le Rabbi Yehuda Beshita, lo mishum hamas nisim de maisi tamuda. It's not because of what the Mark quotes, that base of an Allah. El mishum de ashkechan le be alma de spiro le hachi. And he has a few other examples. One by Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, we have to see separately. And from Yeshim Tachas Mita Besukkah, that's what we just mentioned. What's the reason over there? The time of the day, Mishim de la'asi o aroi, o mevata o keva. Being an amita is not going to make a problem because you're still viewed as being in the larger structure, which is a keva structure. So being in a temporary ol within a larger ol, it's called you're in the ol keva. That's, you're still in that ol keva. Kediso kamal chafav, umidit nabiyuma, marav Yehuda, sukkes chag b'chag, chayeves b'mezuzah. So now you have what he said by sukkah gabi sukkah, one thing that he has that indication of keva, and you have these other two examples that we mentioned now. Alma diras keva be'inan. V'alhani samach Abaye. Abaye's relying on that. And all Abaye said was, Rav Yehuda's in the list. He didn't tell you which Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda v'mal mechaf. Mishem de Talmuda mashmalei, the Gemara. Ravina Rav Ashi, Mesarei the Gemara, they quoted Abaye, and then they sent us through that base. The Talmud the Mashmalei the Prukta who the Hamas Nisan Nami Besukas Diras Keva Kidukim to the Rava, not at Hamas Nisan. Why Hashem Iyan Delchus Ak Rava? As if to show you, we hold like Rava, and therefore the Gemara put in Rava's reason over here in Abaye. Not fair, right? It's a little underhanded. Abaye never met our mission. Abaye met Reuva elsewhere, but the Gemara, wanting us to know Halacha Kerava, learns Pshat like Rava, so the Gemara put that into Abaye's link to Rabbi Yehuda. And since anyway, there are many Mishnayos that Rabbi Yehuda holds Giras Keva, so it mentions the Shita of Rava. But really, we'll get it from the other Tanaim, other Amoraim, we'll get it from other places. Amaisa, the Balmar doesn't assume this. He assumes that's a Dochik. If the Gemara puts Rabbi Yehuda with that base, that's what Abaye was doing. So then what do we do with this issue? So let's look at the Balamor and keep in mind the other question. After everything is said and done, what does he say? Sukkah diras keva be'inan. Where does that come from? Keva be'inan. If the basis is Rabbi Yehuda and Dav Beis, means he's machshir l'mala mechav. But he's machshir l'mata also. It doesn't mean you have to have diras keva. So so how does that relate to the other Rabbi Yehudas? If you want to make Rabbi Yehuda's Shita and Dav Beis consistent with the other Rabbi Yehudas, Chorat Dav Beis, all I see is that he's makshir by Kevin, not that he requires Kevin. So how does that fit? Yeah?
I wonder, just because we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds Kevin, that automatically mean that Rabbanan has to hold Arai?
Well, again, then the point is, why are you assuming Rabbi Yehuda more than the Rabbanan? If the Machokis revolves around something totally different, Rabba's drasha, Rav Zera's drasha, so why latch on to Rabbi Yehuda here if it's not relevant to the point of Keva? It's a separate Machokis.
It needs to be that the Rabbanan holds like the way we said it,
That seems to be what they're assuming. Let's see more. Let's look in the Balamor and let's see what he's. We'll start with the Rif, because the Rif is the one that starts off the Nerosi Kelim and the Rif, who is it hold like. So the Rif starts by saying, after he quotes the various explanations and the Nafkeminas, Magir Sushach, and so on, Ika Manda Omar, Hilchasa Kirava. So there are those that the Rif quotes who hold that we hold like Rabbah, again, big nafkamina, according to Rabbah. Magirsu schach is kosher. And why should we hold like Rabbah? The alko mili the kirav of it. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. That Rabbah follows Rav. So, and Rav is someone that we generally follow. Now, the Gemara says we follow Rav, Hilchos Kirav, the Isure, that's vis-a-vis Shmuel, but it could be that means in general too, Hilchos Kirav. You have to know. But if Rav is based on Rav, that's a reason to give more weight to Rabbah. So that's why some people wanted to pass like Rabbah. So, the Rav, Anan, Mistavrogon, Hilchos Kirav. Says the Rif, to us it seems more logical that we hold like Rav, the Kaimalan Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. Because we clearly hold Diras Arai Be'inan. Rav Yehuda de Machshir Sviru Le'de Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. V'les Hilchus HaKavase. What the Rif is trying to say is as follows. When Abaye lines up eight Tanoim, as a shita, they owe dearest keva. What is the implication? The halacha is that way or is not that way? Usually it's the opposite, right? It's saying that's the shita, that's the fringe view. The mainstream view is what we'd say is the opposite. They are they line up to be dearest keva, but we hold dearest arai. The Rif is saying, we hold the kaim matzukadir sarai bein. Rav Yehuda, who's machshir mal michaf, that's tying into that whole line of tanaim. They hold diras kevah, but we don't go that way. We hold diras sarai bein. But that's hilchos hakavase. Ve'i habitfanus magir suschach. If the case that you want to be machshir, those who hold the grava, they would hold its kasher magir suschach. No, is that that's more kevah. Tfanos being to Tzchach is more keva, and we hold it has to be Arai. Koshkin dav l'diras keva. And then he brings another line, which we have to wait for Daftes. That's a whole sum of what is his Rai from Daftes. Sugin be'inan be'inyan. Suka gabi suka kabasei d'rav ha'shaycha. We'll have to know why that is. That's a whole riddle. That's for another discussion. What is that about? Where do you see in that sugya Arai like Rav? Okay. Let's see the Ran. Perush, says the Ran. You do the second Ran. The Kaimuran Sukadiras Arai Beinan, Rav Yehuda de Machshir Sfirue Diras Keva Beinan. Perush. Kosav ze, Mishim de Sugyan Bekula Mechilten de Puktaya Rav Yehuda Rabbana Bediras Keva Diras Arai Talia. We have many, many Machokasin. See, he's not just talking about the Shita that I mentioned at Adav Chazayin. Many examples of Machokasin, Rav Yehuda and Chachanim, that are dependent on this issue. Midamin pekim b'gamer pirkin mutulishin b'kiros chasana b'sukkah b'shiyish l'gag b'shiyish gvoa asara kiman k'rav Yehuda da'am asukkah diras keva b'inan. Nimor has a kasha. Is that really so? V'lo osi diras arai v'ata diras keva. But that's not how we follow. Oh, forget mutulishin, that's Rav Yehuda. Again, we don't hold this way. Reish perka yashen nami maskin v'ibay seim Rav Yehuda. We read this with tamei da'am esukah diras keva be'ina havela mita diras arai v'asi diras arai v'ata diras keva v'abayi nami the amar v'pirkin Rabbi Yosher Rav Yehuda kus v'ilis to diras keva be'ina v'ani kerava asyan. All these go like Rava d'ilu l'rabba l'rav zera l'shamin l'hu b'kua mechilten Rav Yehuda diras keva midi tfei mid rabbanan hilgach naktina kerava. You see that we're going like Rava. Otherwise, what's the shaykhis between the Mishnah of Umar Michaf to the issue of Diras Keva Bina? In the Balamor, a couple of lines. Obevadai the time of the Rava, the Perusha de Masnisin, Adif. Mishum de Basru. So first he says Rava's reason Pshat Mishnah is better because he comes later, and then he says what we were talking about before. Vafilu Abaye. This is what the Ritva came Rafuke. Ritva that I read you. Vafilu Abaye the Akshiale. Even Abaye who jumped over Rava Elamayat Mechis Shel Barzel Hakibrei Letaimei. He answered. He accepted Rava's answer. How do I know he accepted Rava's answer? Nida askechem leila abayi da amar Rabbi Rabbi Yoshi Rabbi Yehuda. Kusfiru lei tzuka diras keva beina. Where's Rabbi Yehuda? Mal michaf being kasha. Umina shamit the tamayad rabbanan mishum de binan tzuka diras arayi. So why the Chum hold that it's pasul mal michaf? Because you guys are right, and Yehuda diras keva. The Afagab the Chashuli Rabban who kushed that by it, Kidaminan Kul Kerava Lo Amri, Mishum kushed that by it. Who are the Rabban he's referring to? Which Rabban and were concerned with the Bayez Kasha? That Dignimari, he quoted the Gemara, meaning Rabba Rav Zera, right? Kulu, meaning Kulu means those other two. That's true, that's for those, for Rabba Rav Zera. But came into Ashkechen Leila Abaye Gufe, to whom married the Kusha! So Rabbi, the Rabbah couldn't tolerate. The Mari the Kusha goes and backtracks and leaves everyone else, assuming like he's Kasha, but he himself accepted the answer. No. But the Rabbah says, well, yeah, that's what it is. You see that way. The Abai was Mari the Kusha, Kibla with time of the Rabbah, Kidamina Hokach, the Rabbah Adif. So far, what do we have in terms of this problem? In resolving Abaye, asking on Rav on Beis Amid Aleph and Abaye linking up Yehuda's Shita to the one that says Diras Keva. So we have the Baal Amor on the one hand that says Abaye came around and embraced Rav. Rav's teretz, he accepted. Rav Zerah, Rav didn't, they held on to the Kasha. Abaye turned around and accepted the answer. And we have the Ritva solution that Abaye held on to his Kasha, but he never meant to identify Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. That goes a different way. But he just said Rav Yehuda and the Gemara filled in Rabbi Yehuda of Dav Beis because the Gemara holds like Rav. Who else raises the question? Tosfos. Oh, let's take a look. What does Tosfos say on that Gemara? Dav Zayin of Beis. So first Tosfos says that all these shitas don't have to accept each other. Akochach ein shavit, because the Mashal Rebbe is in the list. His keva is Dalet Amos for the minimum shear. Beis Shammai is in the list, and his shear minimum is Kdei Rosh Rub Shulchano. So you see in Yevamos also that when it says everyone holds a certain thing, it doesn't mean that everyone holds it in the same way that the other one holds it. In other words, they all are within this approach, but there could be nuances where they each one takes it in a different way, and one might go different than the other, but that's fine. That's still, they all hold Diras Keva Be'ina, but not that they agree with each other, because some of these shitas are clearly mutually exclusive. It's either the minimum is Dalet al-Dalet, or Dalet al-Dalet Amis, or Zayin al-Zayin Tfachin. So, okay, that's part one of this. Now Tosfos continues. V'ha d'chashe v'acha Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum d'asikna le'el taima d'rabbana d'pasli d'bol diras arai. It's not because of what we said before that the Rabbanan disqualified based on the reason of Rava, of Teishu Shiras Yom Diras Arai, that Nid Diras Arai, and Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. The Abaye the Hacha who makshel Rava, the Yisrei had time. Abaye asked in Rava who had that reason. So that can't be what Abaye is intending over here. Because the Rabbanan's reason is not because Diras Arai, it's because of whatever, Rava's reason, Rava's reason. Avo Mikomako. Emesu. It's still clearly the case. The lemala michaf lo kaima elim kenaso keva. What did Tosfos say? Lemala michaf can only stand if it was made with sturdy, firm constructs, pegs, walls. That's clearly the case. So what do I have in Rabbi Yehuda? Clearly an indication of Diras Keva. What a Tosfos answer. But that which the Chum disagree is not necessarily, or not according to Abaye, because of Diras Arai. Why the Chum disagree? Because of Yehidu Darasechem, because of Seil Tfanos, not Seil Schach. But Lamais Emes. What's the challenge? Tosfos is bothered by the question. What is the answer?
It's in the question of Rukhan.
What?
It's in the question of Rukhan in a different way.
Yeah.
And he's explaining that. Okay, so where?
So did Abaye use the words Rabbi Yehuda of Dav Beis?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't say that. That's the Gemara inserting it. But what did Abaye see in Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Beis? What did he see?
That he says that if about 20 years.
He sees that Rabbi Yehuda was okay with Yoresh Keva. In the Chachamim, it doesn't work. For whatever reason. Other reason. Could he have brought the Chachamim in, though? For what case?
From
Rav Yehuda Yitzchak. That Torah doesn't address. No, but maybe the Chachamim could also hold it. The Moda, I guess, but there's no Mishnah that says that. That's an inference in Rav. Okay. L'maisa, do I see in Rabbi Yehuda Diras Keva? Yes. Does Abaye learn Pshat and Chachamim they hold Diras Abaye? No. But meanwhile, in Rabbi Yehuda, I can latch on to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos basically says. And after all, now Tosfos adds, and we have other Rabbi Yehudas. So, V'amina nami peka yoshin v'yudu tamei. The Gemara connects it. D'amasukah Diras Keva v'inan v'diyek what does this derogil? What is this derogil? Because now we have to start thinking about the other kasha too. What's this beinan? What's the beinan here? But I don't understand. Weird. So why does the Baal HaMor assume that Abaye turned around and accepted Rava's music? And Tosa says simply that Lumaisa is a Diras Keva here. The Diras Keva, Umal Micha. So Abaye points to that case. You see it's Diras Keva. So Yudas Machshir Diras Keva. Lumaisa, he is. What the Chum say? I don't know. Could be they have other pshat, other problems. But meanwhile, I see Rabbi Yehuda, Diras Keva. Yes?
I guess the post goes, he said by the Argamara that those didn't have the gear so that one can make an RI over 20. Automatically
Kevah. Oh, so one thing you're noticing, good. You're pointing something nice out. Tosu says it couldn't, good. So this could be part of it. That line in Gemara, that the Ritva said we may or may not be Goris. When the Gemara concluded, what was Rav's answer to Abaye? So first he says, Hachikaminach, Adchafama, that you could make a Rai, then you could even do it in the manner of Keva, and it's fine. Then he concludes, Lamal Mechafama, the Adam also diras and diras keva. So here the question the girsa. So one girsa says, oh, nothing. If you say it like that, that means that lemaisa lemal michaf, there's no way to make it without keva. Keva walls, keva pegs, oh, nothing. It can't be otherwise. The girsa that we have is, ki avi ledias arai nami lo nothing. That means lemal michaf could have been done in a diras arai basha, but it still is not going to be kasha. What do you see in this Tosus, first and foremost, before anything else? Was Tosus Gores? Ki avile dira sarai nami lo nafik? Chore not. Tosus says, it had to be Keva. There's no other way. It means, chore Tosus wasn't Gores. Ki avile arai. It wouldn't be arai. The Ritva defends the Gersa. He says, well, it's very rarely, usually done Keva. Tosus seems to assume it can't be done anything but Keva. That's good. There may be more to this. Maybe more here as far as... So what was the Baal HaMor thinking? Now, you could always say, well, because the Chama Mode by Magilus Lischach, so still, you could pick the Chacham, yeah, but that's not Lehedja, that's not explicit. There may be something else. Think about the following. We're running out of time, but think about the following. When Abaye was asking the Kasha, a Mechitz Shel Barza, what was Abaye looking for? What did he want to disprove in Rava? And how did Rava respond? I left you this question last time. What was Abaye trying to drive at? And he said, you see, Mechitz Shel Barza is okay. So if that's the case, so too, Mal Micha. So what did Abaye want to bring out from that kash? There are two ways to understand Abaye's kash. Either Abaye was saying, just like Mechitz Shel Barza is okay, so what do you see? That your whole assumption that the Torah is insisting that it be arai and not be keva is wrong. It could be keva. It could be keva mechitz shel barza. It could be keva umal michaf. The whole drush is wrong. There's no such distinction. The Torah is okay with diras keva. One way to understand. So, and Rabbi said, no, there's a difference. The Torah is insisting that it be arai, not keva. But when does it become keva? You make it l'mal michaf, well, you had to make it keva, that's called keva. You made it l'mal matamichaf with strong walls, it's not called keva. But really, the Torah is insisting on kippah. The other way to an Abaye is, what Abaye was driving at is, so the same way that when you make Rechitz Shabbazel, I understand the Torah wants to be Arai, Shabbat Yomim. I can hear such a thought. But Rechitz Shabbazel is good. Why? Because that's called Arai. Okay, it's for 7 days, it's Arai. For 7 days, it's Arai. So it's strong walls, Diras Arai with strong walls. So let it be Omar Rechav. It's also Diras Arai, it's for 7 days. Abaye doesn't see that it should transform it to Diras Keva because it's Omar Rechav. Seemingly, this could help us. This can help us. We have time. Think about this chakira and think if this can help us. And then look at the other inyan is very important. The Tosa Rush, very important. Of Zion, the Rush here, Tosa Rush later. The Machamos here as well. On the other question, Diras Keva Beinan. Where do you get that from? Beinan. All I see is if you does Marshir Mal Michav. Where is this Beinan that you need Diras Keva? Also very strange, and then we have to try to go back to also mention. So